I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You're listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Andy Jacobs.
And this is the H&J Daily, the best parts of this afternoon's show. Our final show at Cheltenham here on Gold Cup Day. And we had a few guests in the box, didn't we?
Well, we should say we're in the car leaving the course.
Oh, yeah. Well, we can be honest about it. We are. We're just heading out, get the train. Our race is run.
Very much so.
And but we had Mark Burcham coming, Andy Smart was back. They were both on good form, weren't they?
Yeah, very good form. We had a couple of sections then. We wrapped up our holiday, so we had quite
a... Not a holiday.
Well, not a working trip. And, yeah, enjoy.
Yeah, enjoy.
I've got some terribly sad news.
Oh, okay.
But I can't believe it. I received a communication. Listeners will know I've been pursuing my other career as an artist.
Yeah.
And I entered into the Royal Academy summer exhibition. And sadly, I heard from them yesterday.
Yeah.
Thank you for submitting digital images of mindless doodles. That's what it was called.
Really?
The judges have given careful consideration to your entry.
They haven't.
No. And we regret to inform you that it's not been selected for the next stage.
What a shame.
And apparently, my wife was telling me last night, they spend 17 seconds on each entry before they decide to put 0.17 seconds on
Can you appeal? Can you appeal?
Yeah, it's been a steward's inquiry.
Can you not insist on another lot of experts look at it?
Well, I could do, I suppose.
Yeah,
I've had to accept the decision with good grace.
And, look, they're good. They're good in their own way.
Yeah, I never felt... The wife was pushing me. I never felt they were really going to make it. But, you know, never mind. I can say I've done something. That's there you go.
Yeah.
Now,
well, actually, you've done nothing. Really.
Well, I entered.
You entered them, but you basically wasted £120.
That's very, very true.
I mean, I don't want to bring you down.
No, I don't.
But you could... If you want some...
me £70. I forgot about that.
£70. I'm just thinking, if you're looking for a sense of achievement, you haven't achieved anything.
No, I've achieved nothing.
Okay.
I agree with you.
But anyway, don't take that personally.
No, I won't. No. State of the Week. I've just given a new award. State of the Week went to the bloke lying in the road and curb last night with eight people trying to lift him up. I don't know if you saw that fella. Tremendous, wasn't it? And we made our way to the Queen's last night. And we declined the free massage.
Yeah.
Well, except it's not free. She said, most people pay £20 in the lobby of the Queen's. It's basically a lightweight finger massage of the neck.
Yeah,
I'd rather a fingers massage my neck, to be honest.
Well, you got no fingers, is
well, people
you?
Do,
really?
Don't they?
Blimey,
sure,
that's
absolutely
so niche.
I don't care. So absolutely no therapeutic value whatsoever.
It's a joke about five people get.
No,
but that's good. Keep
right.
up or not?
I prefer it like that.
Yeah, of course. I thought
it's
you
much
might.
Better.
Yeah. Anyway, something else we did on the... Have you got anything else you want to
No, carry
system?
On. We're ready for this.
Good.
Then.
Everything on the way back...
I've got more, night. Yeah, less. More to come. Yeah.
Okay. On the way back to into Cheltenham, we decided to play a game of lookalike cricket. Ourselves and the producer and Andy Smart was with us. And, well, this is how it unfolded.
Okay, here we are with a game of lookalike cricket. I'll start us off with Rag and Bone Man.
Yeah, because anybody with a long beard who's young is not Rag and Bone Man. It's a little bit dark. Have you got one of the cores? That's not very good. That's a single, if that. Just the Irish one.
I know,
with black
the opening
hair.
Scene of the Bill.
Did it? Did it?
Did it?
Did it? Did it?
Did it?
Did it?
Did it? Did it? Did it? Did it? Did it? Did it? Did it? Did it? Did it? Did it? Did it? Did it? Did it? Did
See, no. Cammy's often in there, isn't he? But he's not there.
Yeah, that won't really be a lookalike, will it?
No, that's the real bloke.
It's just Cammy.
Yeah, the real bloke. Yeah.
Go and do your Michael O'Hare on the PA, Andy. They like the Irish, they love it.
They love it. Yeah. Mick goes down and see with the man from Galway. Yeah. Here comes Owen, even the fastest gun.
Too loud.
Castle Farth has fallen. Nobody knows. People think it's actually coming from the screen.
I'm sure they do. Yeah.
They think they're showing the 1967 National.
Yeah. Hold on, what about that bloke? Acker Bilk. Not bad.
But he hasn't got the jacket on, but he looks all right.
There he is, Adrian Childs there, not bad.
This is the worst game of lookalike cricket ever.
Yeah.
Because basically, we somehow managed to find the only part of Cheltenham with no people.
It's also dark. It's quite hard to play. It's like floodlit rugby league. Floodlit lookalike cricket.
I did say to the producer, it might be a bit tricky.
The drama top. Under the floodlight. You can't see in the light, let alone in the dark.
He's desperate.
Hence Acker Bilk.
Bernard Manning.
Bernard Manning. That's a good Bernard Manning by Andy there. Excellent score. Bloke, rag and bone man.
Yeah,
there
you go.
So.
Brian Barwick's rubbish.
Brian Barwick. That was good. Excellent. Stuart Lee there. Did you see that? Not bad. That wasn't good. You missed that one. Stuart Lee.
I can't see anybody. This is a waste of time. We shouldn't have needed
Yeah, it was a waste of time.
No, it was wonderful.
It was just too dark to see anybody.
It also doesn't work on the radio at all, that, because you don't know. You can't
just realise.
See the people. Yeah,
exactly. You're just shouting out names.
You could say anything, couldn't you? It's just names.
Yeah.
I don't know why we ever do that. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, it might work better on telly. But
I think it might.
I wouldn't hold your breath. No. I think we might get our regret to inform your letter from ITV the way you did the Royal Academy.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
We're joined here in the Paddy Power Box by the former QPR and Millwall enforcer.
Ex-Canada.
Canadian.
I'm literally ex-Canadian because they took the passport off me.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah.
It's Mark Burcham, of course.
Mark Burcham. Well, wasn't he the subject of one of our teaser questions where it was like the only person to play for their country without having been there or something like that?
I'm in the Guinness Book of Records for the first person to score for their country without setting foot there.
Yeah.
Because it was Canada v Ireland.
Why did they take the passport off you?
Because part of the thing, I had to live in Canada for a year before my 30th birthday.
Right.
So I'm in this Guinness Book of Records for them and don't have a passport. So
oh.
I think I could get it back, but I've got the American green card, so I think...
Oh, okay. That's sorted.
So you're very much world-travelled, and I know from following you on Instagram that you've been out in Dubai. What were you doing out there?
Arranging teams... mid-season breaks, winter breaks, so we had a lot of teams from Scandinavia, a couple of Chinese Super League teams, so no, that was good, and got me a bit of a bug back for the coaching, watching it and not doing much. So
would of course you were working at QPR with Ollie, do you want to get back in at some point?
I took a conscious effort to take a year off because since I left school at 16 I've had no time off. I went straight into playing, and then at the end of my career, QPR, great to meet.
You had every afternoon off for 16 years.
Well, we never mentally were switched on. We might be away from the training ground, but mentally were switched on. Yeah, so no, just wanted to take a year off and then look after the other side of the businesses, and now probably end the season, look to get back in.
Right. So what did you make of the Champions League draw, Birch, as our pro footballer here?
Well, I was looking for Chelsea, who they got, but sorry, Andrew.
They've got a lovely path to the old final.
Yeah, so...
Tottenham City, Barca, Man United, with Ajax and Juve for Spurs or City, and Liverpool or Porto for Barca.
So basically,
United.
It could be a City.
Could be a City Barca final.
That's a final.
I'll be hoping not, obviously.
No, it's a final. All the neutrals.
I was gutted at the teams that I wanted to do well would be Tottenham out of that, and I was gutted they got Man City really.
Well, you know, Pep keeps saying they're going to lose. Maybe a bit against us.
Yeah, they might lose one game. They might lose one game. They beat you 4-0 in the other one.
Yeah, Liverpool got through against them, though, in 2 years.
Who would be your winner overall? Do you think is going to win it, Birch?
I can't see past Man City at the minute.
Really?
I think they've got so much depth in their squad. I think, as you said, Man City's second team they put out could do well in that competition.
Yeah. I'm hoping Man City win it. They win all four. They get a 2-year transfer ban and Pep decides to go.
I think it's the only team in the world who've got a transfer ban. It wouldn't affect them with the players they've got
because
they've not got an old team. They could just carry on.
You were telling us, Birch, that you were out there and you were speaking. We won't name the player, but he plays for one of the high-profile Chinese players. And we said to you, why has he gone there? What's the point? But you had an interesting take on it.
Well, he used to play in England, so that should break it down for you. But he's out there. He's been there 2 years. He's only 26.
Yeah.
And I said to him, like, what are you doing out there? Could it be for money? Because, really, he could play at really high level. But he said... he's built, he's on, he was on 28 million net a year.
Wow.
And he's built a hospital, he's built a couple of schools, and that was his legacy. And then when he gets to the end of his contract, 28, he can really choose for any team he wants to play for, because he could do it for nothing.
So he's basically gone there, sort of 2 years to play in China, raise enough money to spend on his local community. What a lovely story.
Exactly, yeah. So like, people give him stick for going out there and it's all about money and greed. And when you look on the outside, it is. But when you can do that, it's pretty good.
Yeah. Of course, our old mate Hulk is out there, and he wasn't particularly keen on the old pre-season.
Yeah, well, he didn't play a game, so...
Yeah.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
It's been a development, actually, in wristband gate.
Right, this is the man, if you've been following us all week, the guy outside insists Andy has to wear a wristband,
which got tighter and tighter, and I deliberately, just to annoy him, because I find him Captain Official, as I call him, I deliberately kept it on each day, saying, I can't get it off, you've got to get it. So he's took me to the kitchen each day.
Cut it off.
So anyway, I came in today, and I didn't even bother to show mine, but you two have been really smug and saying to me, oh, we don't have wristbands. And old Captain Official's made you both wear wristbands. I was very happy about that.
It's like
that.
He's never seen us before. We've come in every day.
I know. It's absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah.
You haven't got one. Richard hasn't got one, but apparently he looks quite official. And now something happened in the hotel this morning. I've stayed in hotels all over the world. This has never happened to me. Guy brings the coffee along.
Well, you've got a Moncler jacket, so we gathered you've stayed in hotels all over the world, because the two very much go together, don't they?
They do, actually.
Yeah.
I'm normally in the Moncler suite.
Of course you are.
But this bloke comes over and he's got two pots of coffee.
Yeah.
They're open. And he's saying to us, oh, I'm really sorry, we've got more coffee pots than lids.
Yeah.
Which sounds like a song by Johnny Nash.
I think it could be, yeah. It is. That's like an old country hit, isn't it?
Honestly. Oh, ridiculous. Oh, God, what a funny hotel. And we heard Gil Scott-Heron playing over the speakers. And
it was great. They were playing the bottle, weren't they, on the way in?
That's right. We bumped into his brother, Bruff Scott-Heron.
Yeah, Bruff Scott-Heron.
He's tremendous, isn't he?
He is very good. We've not been able... we were thinking the revolution will be televised on ITV Racing. That's what it will be, yeah. And, that's all we got, though, really.
And then
if you've got any other Gil Scott, Bruff Scott, Gil Scott-Heron-based racing songs, and you've got time on your hands, talksport.com/H&J, text to 81089 or tweet to TSH&J.
Well, talking of that, of course, we actually haven't even thought any of ourselves, so it might be a bit pointless doing this, but TV formats, we noticed this advert yesterday in the town for a 78-year-old family lawyer, Raymond Tooth.
Raymond Tooth, yeah.
Yeah. But we haven't thought of any ourselves yet, so that's hopeless, really.
I wouldn't have bothered with that, really, so much else going on.
But I have got a minesweep. I did a minesweep of stuff that I haven't got around to using so far, which often happens. And one of them was we discovered that Rupert was in EastEnders.
Rupert Bell.
Rupert Bell was in EastEnders. Not actually in it. No, somebody didn't
was
say,
he the third
here, Rupert, get out of my pub.
Could have been the third Mitchell brother. What was he?
He did a bit of commentary.
Oh.
It was during Cheltenham week, but he wasn't allowed to mention Cheltenham.
Ah.
So he had to sort of allude to it. So he could say things like, they're coming up the hill, you know, and all this stuff. So, I don't know why he sounded like Peter O'Sullivan.
Yeah.
Then he was also in the bill, apparently. And it wasn't
Rupert
his,
was in the bill.
Yeah, it wasn't his feet at the start. They're doing the policeman copper's feet.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What was his role in there?
I think, again, he was a commentator.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's sort of, you know.
So he's been typecast as an actor, isn't he, really?
Yes. And the bathroom fans have been a bit of a situation throughout the week. You've been all right. You've been quite lucky with this. But John and I have suffered the didgeridoo fan.
Yeah, in both your bathrooms,
and it's depending on the strength of the wind. It depends on sort of, you can suddenly feel you're sort of in the outback somewhere, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And apparently last night, John's just went off at about 4:30. It woke him completely. So, and he couldn't get back to sleep. So the whole night, he had to live with that.
Did you kind of get dreams of the outback? I suppose that's what happened. If you're hearing that, you start dreaming about the outback.
Yeah, there were kangaroos going through his bedroom and everything.
Yeah.
And
I think that'll do, Andy.
I forgot to mention the girl with her size 4 feet, and that was her job. Do you remember that job?
Oh, yeah, you said.
That was
her job. She's a fop. She's a shoe model.
Shoe trier. She said to me.
She tries on size four shoes.
She said to me, She said to me, my feet are killing me. So I said, but I'm only a size 4, and that's what I do for a living. I try on shoes. I'm the perfect size 4.
What a great gig
that is. I didn't even know that was a job.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or
anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
I'm so very pleased for you.
Oh, yeah, I had a win there. And not only did I had a bigger win than I thought. It's great,
I know,
isn't it?
I'm even more pleased.
Because it drifted to 12 to 1, the horse I was on. So,
and John won as well. And after a
John didn't. No, he's a broken man, no. John. He's not had a winner all week. He's not had a winner all week.
Birch is with us, and he told us a bit of a Schadenfreude situation. He was so delighted at this that the bloke next to you. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, no, well, I think I was about fifth or sixth in there. I was a bit disappointed, and the bloke next to me was celebrating already, and he had the horse that fell on the last. So,
brilliant. He's so happy when he came in.
I would pay to see that's a real
that's a real footballer thing.
And it was even better that I realised my brother had that same horse as well. Eric in the first, if you his quote: if you don't have a bet all day, just put it all on Sir Eric, guaranteed.
Well, there you go.
That's such a great shame.
Very tragic. But you've been outed, actually, by our good friend Andy Smart, because he spotted you actually had two dinners. You had two roast dinners.
Two starters.
Two starters of roast beef.
No, beef.
Roast potatoes and Yorkshire pudding.
That's
he had
not a
two
starter,
of them.
Is it?
No, the geezer gave me one slice of beef earlier. I think it was kiddies meal. I nearly had a word.
Kiddies meal.
Kiddies meal. Did you get a toy with it, did you?
I don't know. You see, I had the Paddy Power band on and then he gave me a real one after.
Yeah. So, Birch, what was your pre-match meal? What would you have before a game?
Spaghetti hoops and toast.
What, you're five? No wonder he gave you a kid's meal.
Spaghetti hoops.
Really, would you, every time?
Well, I used to have to take my own hoops with me. But yeah, spaghetti hoops and toast, what I used to have.
He supplies his own hoops.
Yeah, no.
So, what, Chris, I mean, where? If you're playing for QPR, you're going to bring your own hoops.
Yeah, exactly.
That's very, very true. Yeah. Now, Andy, you are the finalist. You're in the fight. So it's so incredibly exciting. Yeah. The reddest face of the week at Cheltenham.
I think we're in a position to call it now. I think we should close.
I'll get an update from you. It was a very close 56%, 44% in favour of you, Andy. So, you could be going down to the unsaddling enclosure. And it's 59-41.
So there we are.
59-41.
I am calling it, but there has been a steward's inquiry because the point has been made by a number of TalkSport listeners that the reddest face at Cheltenham this year and every year is Alan Brazil.
No, but he's more crimson. That's purple.
Yeah. He's in a class of his own, though, isn't he? Let's be honest. Yes. So, excuse me, Andy, we were having a chat last night. Let me just clear my throat.
We were having a chat last night, and
you told us that you love Farnborough, of course. You follow them basically home and away. And you had a bit of a... You were a bit in the way end situation.
Well, yeah, because I went to see Salisbury Farnborough on Tuesday night. With my sister, who suffers from MS, so she was in a wheelchair. So we got put in the wheelchair section, which was very nice. The stewards there are amazing. But there was an old bloke sat in the stands next to us who just kept having a go at me all the time. And he kept saying, oh, and we were 2-0 up. And we were wasting time a little bit, but not much. And he was going, oh, come on, Farmer, every time. Come on, Farmer, stop wasting time. And then they got a throw in and no one was moving for the thrower. And so I just shouted out, oh, come on, Salisbury. Stop wasting time.
Yeah, exactly. And what was the result of the game?
We lost 3-2.
Of course you did.
Yeah. 93rd minute, as usual.
When you go as a neutral, when you go to matches and you kind of get recognised, I mean, is that difficult? What's it like when you go and maybe go and watch your old... I mean, QBR, the fans love you, but if the away fans spot you, you get some clogged here.
Yeah, a little bit. They're a bit more respectful nowadays. But right. since I had the blue and white head, that's when you get noticed by the away fans.
Yeah, well,
and that was when I got rid of it. It was nice because you don't have to be that much of a football fan to notice, oh, he's got blue and white mohawk. It could be Bertram. So I used to get a lot of abuse then, especially of Chelsea fans, because I used to give him a bit when I was on talk sport.
I went to QPR Chelsea with Birch and his family, and I sat with them right in the QPR. And of course, a bit dangerous for me, really, because they hate Chelsea, as you know. He's just a lightweight compared to how much they hate us. So this bloke said to me, "You're Andy Jacobs, aren't you?" I went, "I tell you what, man. I know a lot of people say that. I really do look like him,
and you sound like him, and all." It's like the end of the Great Escape,
and it's on his driving license. Yeah. I can't believe he's got away with it.
I went to a QPR Spurs game with the guy's cousin, Martin Lee's cousin, who's a Tottenham fan.
Well, he's not a Bertram, so he's from the other side. That's why he's a Tottenham fan.
The Montague, not a Capulet. And we sat among all the QPR fans, and QPR won 1-0, and we kind of half-heartedly stood up and applauded QPR's goal. And we thought we'd got away with it, and the big lad sitting next to us said, "Wasn't a great day for you boys, was it?" So we've been sussed after about 5 minutes.
Now, we've had some entries into the TV formats for Raymond Tooth, even though we couldn't come up with any whatsoever.
Yeah, quite a few, finding some work.
These weren't too bad, I don't think. Okay. What have we got here? Let me have a look. My eyesight's so bad. That's the new one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where's the old one?
Oh, how about, have you had Tooth the Manor Born?
No, we haven't.
Funnily enough.
There's probably a good reason for that.
Tooth and Nail.
Tooth and Nail, yeah.
Raymond and Jimmy Nail spend the week reviewing high-profile law cases. I'd watch that. Long in the Tooth, yeah.
Is it Shane Long?
Yeah, Southampton striker Shane Long gives Cheltenham lawyer Raymond Tooth internal... Oh, good Lord.
You can't read that. Internal examinations. Yeah. Hang on, I'm sorry. Can we dump that? Rufus, our producer, why is there... Why are you sending us this stuff? Trying to get us sacked. I thought it was funny. Yeah, well, I'll remind you of that when you're signing on.
At the hearing.
Which, after some of the editing he's done this week, will be quite soon.
That's right, yeah. We'll have a proper debrief next week. Set aside an hour after work.
Very much so.
Bring your tin out. Of course not. Anyway,
it's very sad news about North Ferriby United being wound up, and
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it just happened today. Mm.
What are Lincoln going to do?
There'll be no more games.
That's a shame, because we knew of North Ferriby via what went on at Lincoln. Remember when Lincoln had the great cup run?
Yeah.
And the boys were saying it's all about North Ferriby. We're getting back to the league. Ronnie concentrate. Yeah, so yeah. Put North. We got
well,
North Ferriby on
at the time. Four years ago.
Yeah, I know.
And now they've gone. The club's gone.
That is sad. Okay. Thanks for bringing us down, Ed.
Yeah. And on to the next one. Yeah.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Joining us once again for a bit of a chat about racing matters and other matters besides Mark Bertram, the former QPR and Millwall midfielder, and ball runner, comedy store player, Farnborough fan, Andy Smart. So let's see what you're on. Andy, you know you're Gigi, so what are you fancying for the Gold Cup?
Well, if we'd had a bit more rain, I would have gone for Native River, but I really think...
You had quite a lot of rain this morning when you came in.
Yeah, I did get a bit drenched, but I was going, keep raining, but it stopped as soon as I got here. Well, Clan des Oboe, obviously, has got a very good chance, and the Irish are lumping on presenting Percy. I see Venetia Williams has got Yala Enki at 150-1, which
wow.
is... I mean, she had the Grand National winner a couple of years back with Monbeg Jude at 100-1. So she knows how to train it. And we've had, you know, a 50-1 in the last race, and I've just stuck £2 each way on it.
is bold.
Very bold. I've given Welsh Dave £20 to put on the race. I've not seen him.
Oh, yeah, he's probably up the pub. Birch, what do you fancy for the big one then?
But I've got Ken Boy on a place.
Right.
Because my finger landed on him when I closed my eyes.
Okay.
I've done that one.
Very scientific.
But then to win it, I've gone presenting Percy.
Okay.
What happened to you in that last race? You were on Birchdale.
Yeah, Birchdale pulled up with the Bertram hamstring. Had a little go, had a burst, and then it pulled up. So, yeah.
We've had an entry into the Raymond Tooth TV format.
Oh, good, yeah.
Ibe for an eye, but tooth for a tooth. Jordan and Raymond embark on a revamp of Wife Swap.
Oh, blimey, yeah.
That came from Phil Barwise. I thought it was pretty decent.
Very, very good one. So, are you still playing at all, Bert? You have a bit of a kick around? You got your vet side?
Yeah, we got vet side, plays a bit on a Sunday, but then we got a five-a-side Monday vet side that we started. It was my brother's mate's team, really. Like dad's at the school. And then they asked me to join in. I joined in and didn't like losing, so we took over the team, transferred a load of people, sacked a load of them. Now we've got our mates in. So
you got rid of all these 55 that have been playing for the team for 20 years.
That could be me on a Friday night.
Well, if you don't measure up, you're out.
Yeah. Wow.
We're ruthless. We're like X Factor. Gone.
Do you get recognised when you play now and again? Or?
No, I'll try not to. Right. They won't recognise me playing now. No. The back and ankles don't move.
Oh. It was a very funny moment earlier. Motti came in, bless him, and he put the headphones on and he had them on back to front, so he couldn't find his microphone because his microphones are attached to the headphones.
He wasn't used to that kind of setup.
Where's my microphone?
He wants the one, the handheld one.
He's only used to those.
He likes one of those. We used to do this show back in the day when we first started with one of those. We'd sit here with
lip mics
all day like we were doing a commentary. Andy, when did your playing days end?
I scored a goal when I was 59 in Ireland in the Rest of the World versus the Irish Comics at the Kilkenny Festival in front of 600 people. And Steve Frost was doing the commentary on it, and he was doing some joke about the cathedral as I scored. And someone had to poke him in the ribs and go, "Andy's just scored." And he went, "Nah."
Well, how old are you then? How old are you then?
59.
I'm 60 now.
Oh, now?
No.
I don't know. Well, you say it with such surprise.
You meant to follow that up if you look so much younger.
I wouldn't have thought he was 60.
No, I would.
Well, really? I haven't done a day's work in my life. That helps.
You played 200 a side football game.
I played 5 hours there.
Yeah, of course. Andy's the one who plays in the upwards and downwards game on Pancake Day in Ashbourne.
You've never scored in that, though, have you? No one has, in fact.
They actually decide who's going to score back in like November before, because you have to have played really well in sort of 5 or 6 games in a row, and then you get given the honour of scoring the goal, because the ball's worth £1,000 once it's been repainted.
One of the other things you used to do, but not as a man of 60, obviously, is chase cheese down the hill.
I did it once. I'd never do it again. There were 17 people taking the hill. There was only 25 people are allowed to run in each race. And 17 of them were taken to hospital the race I did.
Wow.
And this is a man that's run the balls at Pamplona about 50 times.
I would rather run with the balls than the cheese,
Really?
Are you in training for this summer's run? I've been drinking
all day.
How's Bill, the bloke that you always talk about? Will he be back?
Bill will be back,
I thought he might get gored.
He's been gored twice.
Good Lord.
Would you ever run the balls, Bert? Do you fancy that? Running through the streets of Spain? You give that a go?
Definitely.
I'd like to go down with the Great Whites as well. In the cage.
We just chuck you in and see how you go.
It's not jackass. I'd like to get in the cage again.
Falling at the London Aquarium.
I think it's jackass, but it doesn't really matter.
I did say to you this, Birch and I were talking about Chelsea, and he was managing to...
I was really enjoying it.
He was really enjoying my suffering, of course he was. And we're talking about the fact that Sarri's not up to it, and then we talk about Zola and various people who could come in. I said to him, say if Zola got the job, and he said to you, "Birch, I want you to be my assistant," so that you won't believe the money you're going to be on. It's incredible. Would you do it?
I couldn't. Don't laugh.
He'd be celebrating the opposition goal.
the Brian Kidd knee slide on the pitch. No, but how can I teach my kids morals and what you stand for, and then for money you're joining Chelsea? No, I couldn't.
No, good man. I don't blame you.
I would take it to Arsenal and give it, "Look, they're offering me an assistant manager. Can I do you under 14?
Fantastic. All right, guys. Well, your tips have been duly noted. Although it'd be very interesting if Birch's comes off, because he just closed his eyes and pointed at it
and it's blue and white as well. So I've gone like Manan's picks, really, for the Grand National. Colours and names.
Nice. Yeah. Close the eye. Well, that can work. And Andy, thank you for that 150 at one shot. It's bold.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
So there we are. That was this afternoon's show. We're back in the studio on Monday. And Motti will be back, of course, looking back on the weekend's football and more.
And I'm looking forward to the view, 17th floor.
Yeah, I know you. I know you're a big fan. So have a great weekend. Enjoy all the football. We've got loads of FA Cup football and more on TalkSport. And we'll catch up with you on Monday at 1.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right.
Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with five different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.